City Council meeting for Wednesday, December 13th, 2023 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Jared Jones, Central Church, Orange Beach, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for this time as we look back over this past year and the ways that you've blessed us. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for a safe summer. Thank you for this city, Lord, and the many blessings, Lord, that it was able to pour out, and the many blessings you poured out upon us. Thank you for the weather, all those things. Thank you for the good things, Lord, that were decided this year that are in store for the future that we have to look forward to. Thank you again for our prayer for wisdom. And we continue to pray, Lord, today even, as we close out this year, for wisdom. Lord, let this place continue to be a light for your glory. We thank you. We praise you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Okay, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes. Regular council meeting and committee of the whole of 11-14-23. If there are no objections or any of the minutes will be waived. For any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Just Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Mayor, we have a lot of events coming up, so I wanted to talk about a few of those. Tonight, the Orange Beach Police Department, they will have their annual Kids Christmas Party. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at Magnolia Hall behind Buzzcats. It's always a fun thing for the kids. They dress up in their pajamas and have breakfast. I think they probably doing that again. And then tomorrow we have Light Up the Arts at the Art Center from 5 to 7 p.m. And in conjunction with that, the Tinsel Trail, Mark Tampery, they're planning a event, Light Up the Trail, in conjunction with it with live music. So it should be a great time on the Art Center campus over there tomorrow night, 5 to 7 p.m. And then Friday we have the Christmas movie night at Al's Parkour Park. They're going to be showing Frosty the Snowman starting at 6 p.m. So that's the park at the Orange Beach Sportsplex trailhead and walk down to the trail. So it's a good time, and they have, you know, fire, s'mores, and all that. So there's a lot happening. And then Saturday at the Tinsel Trail, they're doing a movie for the Grinch at 7 p.m. So there's a lot happening in the next couple days for everyone to enjoy the holidays.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. How do we want to do this? Would you like to?
I'll read it.
I was going to say, would you like to do it? I know you've known Jenny longer than me. So.
All right. I'm going to let you introduce it, though.
Okay.
All right. We are here tonight to give a Distinguished Service Award to one of our special people that have been here at the city for 21 years. And I would like to read this if you'll give me a few moments of your time. This is a certificate of recognition for Jeannie Fitzgibbons. Whereas after 21 years of dedicated service to the City of Orange Beach, Administrative Coordinator Purchasing Agent Jeannie Fitzgibbons is retiring at the end of this year. Whereas Jeannie has shown true dedication throughout her time with the city, exemplifying community stewardship, compassion, and excellence towards public service, especially parks and recreation. And whereas she was the main catalyst in growing the Orange Beach Seafood Festival from a fish fry fundraiser to a marquee destination event at the wharf each February, drawing over 20,000 people each year. And whereas her festival organizing acumen was a key reason the inaugural Freedom Festival was a phenomenal success, and with only 3.5 weeks of planning, it was a true feat. And whereas her passion for sailing and her love of Wolf Bay led to the opening of the Orange Beach Wind and Water Learning Center in 2013, thanks to her intensive fundraising, today the center is thriving with hundreds of children attending the summer sail camps each year and also numerous sailing and kayaking courses offered to the public. The center is also home base for the summer Full Moon Paddle fundraisers. The facility will continue to enrich the lives of children and adults for years and generations to come, thanks to Jeannie's vision. And whereas for many years, she's done a lot, so hang on. For many years, she's led the city's Relay for Life team, and for her efforts, she earned the American Cancer Society's Community Leader Award in 2017. And whereas she has served in many capacities for the city, such as facilitating $1 million in surplus assets sold via gov deals, which was a goal of hers before retiring, and working with the Southeastern Conference for over 17 years when the Orange Beach Sportsplex hosted the SEC Women's Soccer Championship. And whereas she leaves the city better than she found it, capping off her 21st year by spearheading a renovation project at the Orange Beach History Museum that will preserve the original 1910 schoolhouse for the next generations to learn about the city's fruitful past. And now, therefore, on behalf of the mayor and council, we honor and recognize Jeannie Fitzgibbons for her outstanding dedication to the community of the city of Orange Beach, and we wish her best in her retirement.
All that, but I didn't know if anybody else was paying attention. Oh my gosh, thank y'all so much for recognizing me that way. It has really been an honor, a passion. Many of the things that you mentioned there sometimes was almost like kicking an anthill, trying to make them happen. And I love this place. I really, really do. And when I look out at my front door, I see our beautiful art center and Waterfront Park and Kids Park and so many things that I've watched happen in my years here. And to see where we were and some of the hardships that we went through along the way. You know, when I started in Parks and Rec, we had money, and then it went away. And then slowly it's come back. And so those are the things that have made me most appreciate probably what it means to be here is when we have the hard times and people pull together and make it happen, like wind and water. My feeling at that moment in time was I had to create that building because if I went away, sail camp would go away, and I couldn't bear to see that happen. And so now to watch it grow and become all the things that I thought it could be under Jackie's leadership now, and she's the perfect person, and she's who I dreamed about so many years ago, and we have her now. And those young people that have the passion, you know, I'm going out, I'm going to be honest, I'm turning 65 next month. And so, you know, when I started, I was 43. So, you know, time moves on, and people keep asking, why are you doing this? Why now? And I'm like, it's time for the younger folks to come in and share their dreams and what they wanted to be. And that's all good. That's part of what happens as you age and move on through your passages. But I'm still going to be around. I'm still going to be involved with the arts, you know, through involvement with the Arts Center, through Friends of Arts. And I want to get back into my art. And so there's just so many things that I want to do. But I'm still going to be here. So kicking a few more anthills along the way, maybe. So thank y'all so much for recognizing me in this way. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
The least we
thank
do.
You.
Hang on. Yeah. I want to say something real quick because two things, so y'all bear with me, because one of them drags on. But when I do some talks, and I talk about the types of employees, and I say there's four types of employees. You got your asses, your mules, stallions, and your mullions, the unicorn. We don't have asses in Orange Beach. That's not an issue. Mules are the ones that is probably as good a compliment as you can get, because they plod on, they get it done, they're detailed oriented. Then you got the stallions, they're the visionaries, but you got to always be jerking them back into the seat because they outrun their coverage. And then you got the mullion, and the mullion is a visionary, sees the big picture, but makes what needed to be done or to create or make that vision come to be. That's who they are, and you're a mullion. So that's a bumper sticker. So, but for me, it's the highest type of compliment, because there's very few people that are visionaries and can do the details enough to make it happen. So thank you. So, and Freedom Fest is a perfect example. 3.5 weeks blows my mind. Yeah. It's easy for me to walk in and say, this is what we're going to do, and I figure it out. All right. So good.
I want to disagree with her on something. As she was at the podium, she was talking about, I've watched a lot of programs come to light and do this. No, you did maybe a little bit of watching, but you're hands-on, and you led, and you drove, and you're very driven to make them successful. Anytime that you come into a business or any kind of venture like this, you want to leave it better than you have it. Everything that we've mentioned, Sail Camp, Seafood Festival, Relay for Life, Full Moon Paddle, all these programs, you're leaving it better than you found it. And we have you to thank that for, and thank you so much. Working with you at the Seafood Festival, and then it's nurtured on.
Oh, I can remember standing up there in the driving.
Oh, you put me in my place. Oh, you put me in my place, and my place needed to be put in. You're exactly right. We come away from there, and the success of these things that we mention here is because of your dedication and your strive and your hard work. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
Y'all good?
Just a little mechanical.
All right, moving to unfinished business under resolution. Resolution awarding the bid to construct an events pavilion at the Coastal Arts Center, MD Construction, $436,450.
Move to adopt the resolution.
No second? Okay. Motion dies. All right, moving to new business under
Mayor,
resolution.
For the record, I just want to state, I have to abstain because I worked with a couple of contractors on preparing a bid for this with my company, Swift Supply, who I work for. Mm-hmm. I do not have any interest in the ownership of Swift Supply, but I want it for the record, I do have to abstain.
Understood.
Thank you.
It's better than going to jail.
Thank you.
All right, motion dies for lack of a second. Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution authorizing execution for metal surface agreement with Coastal 3 Holdings, Southern Rapid Care.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Just to be clear, Ford, this is what we discussed yesterday?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution to update the list of volunteer firefighters and reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation insurance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution appointing attorneys for 2024.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a professional services agreement with computer backup, technology support, and managed services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of vacuum pump truck, utilities department, Sourcewell from Samson Equipment, $509,207.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Chris Litton, various special services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
I was with Chris this afternoon, and he is very excited about this.
Good.
Yes.
He's doing well, and this is good for him. It's good for us.
Any capacity we can get Chris in, we're blessed.
So. Yes,
we had some fascinating ideas. He's been doing a lot of research.
Good.
So.
Yes. Good, good, good. It makes me feel better. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the submittal of an Alabama Department of Environmental Management non-point source program watershed grant application.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of amendment to amendment two to the subaward grant agreement with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources for the Restore Act funded expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a grant award agreement with the National Audubon Society for the stewardship of coastal Alabama beach nesting bird habitat.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the approval of a variance from Chapter 30, Article 7, City Code, Coastal Construction, Dewatering by Phoenix South Point, LLC.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing a franchise. For a Cross Cabiz to operate a taxi service with city limits and police jurisdiction of City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing a franchise for BFI Waste Services, doing business as Republic Services, remove, dispose commercial solid waste, remove, transport, construction, demolition, debris.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of goggles and helmets for the police department through Byboard Purchasing Cooperative Autorama Camera. $48,746.70.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle with the fire department. State bid $49,993.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Grace Stanton, for acting coach, Wizard of Oz.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Didn't we also get some kind of grant from somebody? Didn't I see that for $6,000?
I think so.
$6,600. Yeah. We got that today.
Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah.
Who did the Jessica do that?
Jessica
does
all the
Yeah. Great. Congratulations to us. Resolution. Okay.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving to ordinance. First reading, ordinance extending the temporary moratorium of the issuance of business license for commercial vessels and other marine activities.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion?
Four. Do we have, what is the length?
2 months.
2 months.
2 months. So this will be done by the end of February.
Correct.
February 20th.
Thank you.
Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, invitation, motion to adjourn and move to committee of the whole.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Committee of the whole meeting for Wednesday, December 13th, 2023 is called to order. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration, previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 12/5/23 will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution awarding annual bids. Any questions? That's pretty wide open there. So.
Pretty wide open.
All right, moving to public hearing. Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Pandion Ridge PUD modification, manager's mobile home unit, 1224. Are y'all good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is everybody going to be here this?
I will be.
Okay. Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Turquoise Place North PUD, 1224. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Open the floor up for comments, questions, thoughts.
Tim Tabb, Coastal Resources Operations Manager. Philip couldn't be here tonight, but he wanted me to give you all an update on the beach renourishment project. So they're moving ahead of schedule. They're still working in Gulf Shores, but going to finish up around the 18th there. They'll move to the state park, finish up there the week of Christmas. So they should be in Orange Beach pumping sand before New Year's. So they'll be here prior to that, setting their first subline around Sugar Beach. And then the next one will be around Robar.
Did you say when the completion date is, or expected completion date?
I think the current schedule has it around beginning of February.
Okay, sounds good.
For the pumping of the sand, they'll have to come back till do some dune fencing and stuff after that. But, majority of it will be by then.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Tim.
Anyone else? Anything else? Again, thank you for everything, Jeannie. Thank you. Okay, well. All right, let's entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.